بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series, we've been going over chapter number 53, Surat al-Najm, the chapter of the star. And today we're on part number 11, and our theme is under the topic of the vast forgiveness of Allah, of God. And in order to better understand this, obviously at one level, we'll be looking at one verse, verse number 32. Now, in our previous discussion on verse number 31, we reflected very briefly upon the fact that God is all just, that whatever we earned, we will reap those benefits in the world to come, that He would not be unjust to us in the least, that whatever goodness we earned, we would receive it in the next world. And whatever evil that we have earned, we will also have to pay that price in the world to come. However, today we want to look at the topic of forgiveness of God. Before we go into the understanding of this verse, let us have a listen to the Arabic, followed by the English translation, and then we'll come back and review the commentary as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qiraati in his Tafsir An-Nur. Allah says the following in Surah An-Najm.
الذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم إن ربك واسع المغفرة هو أعلم بكم إذ أنشأكم من الأرض وإذ أنتم أجنة في بطون أمهاتكم فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى
Those who avoid gross sins and indecencies, except for minor lapses, your Lord is of vast forgiveness. He knows you well, ever since He created you from the earth, and ever since you were embryos in your mother's wombs. So do not acclaim your own virtue. He is fully aware of the righteous. The word fawahish is the plural of fahisha, and it is used when speaking of any type of sin as adultery. In regards to the word lamam, within the traditions, the books of Arabic grammar, and in the commentaries of the Quran, there are various meanings which have been mentioned for this word, including the following meanings. Meaning number one of this word is that it is in reference to a sin which is performed unintentionally and which a person is not persistent in performing. The second meaning of this word is a sin which a person had decided to perform, however, never followed through with the action. The third meaning is a sin which was performed, however, immediately thereafter, the person sought forgiveness and turned back to God after performing it. The fourth meaning of this word is a sin for which no specific punishment has been mentioned in the Islamic sources. The fifth and final meaning of this word is a sin for which no specific legal punishment in this world has been mentioned in the religious sources. Now, the issue of a sin being big or small has been spoken about many times, numerous times in the Quran. And the fact is that every action of the human being is being recorded and has also been made mention of in the Quran. This is a fact mentioned in the Quran, as God says, and we see this in the Quran in chapter 54, Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 53. God says, كُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَلَا كَبِيرٍ مُسْتَتَرٍ And every small and great action is written down. The fact that a person's file of actions will be thrown open on the resurrection day has been noted in the Quran when God says, and this is found in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 13, where God says, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا And we will bring forth to him on the resurrection day a book which he will find wide open. And at that time, a loud cry will be heard. And this cry has been mentioned in the Quran in chapter number 18, Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 49, which reads, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. Ah, woe to us! What a book is this! It does not omit a small action, nor a great one, but it enumerates and counts all of them. When it comes to the sins, as we said, the major sins and the minor sins, this is a matter of debate and contention amongst the scholars. There are multiple traditions that speak about the differentiation between these. Because the traditions and this discussion is vast, and the commentator, Sheikh Mohsen Karati, has gone into great detail in this area, let us take a pause at this juncture of this review. And when we come back, we will continue our review and analysis of verse number 32 of Surah An-Najm to better appreciate and understand the sins that exist and how to understand a major from a minor sin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.